Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Hey everyone, this is Ari Fuld on Bulletproof from Israel News Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting out of the beautiful rolling hills of Judea, Israel. Welcome to the show. I know I've been away for a couple of weeks. I've been busy. I'll let you a little bit know where I've been around the world, actually. So I'll bring you up to date about that. We have a very, very hot show on tonight. We're going to be talking about the national bill, which every anti-Israel fanatic and activist is on it like a leech or like a fly on honey. We're going to talk about whether their claims are true or it's another libel against Israel. Unfortunately, those who are hitting out this witch hunt against Israel for this national bill are actually left-wingers in Israel. We're going to talk about why the Arabs don't like it as well. And then we're going to be talking about the surrogacy law in Israel. And Israel does have a surrogacy law for couples who cannot have children naturally. And this past week, it passed a surrogacy law that also single women should be allowed to do so. And of course, the LGBTQ went crazy and said we want also for gay men, which was, the door was shut in their face, not happening. And of course, there were demonstrations across Israel. The press was on it like the world was about to end, saying, oh, the whole country is against this. Well, we're going to discuss if the whole country is against it, or it's just a vocal group, small group of people who want to dictate for the rest of the country against their will, their idea of normalcy, legalities when it comes to anything. And if they figure, I guess, that they can dictate the rest of the country if they threaten violent demonstrations throughout Israel, which actually did not happen. We're going to talk about that as well. And, of course, about the release of the young little terrorist, little Miss Tamimi, who was released from jail today and accepted into her village like a hero. We're going to talk about whether she's a hero or whether Israel did the right thing by arresting her. What can be done to stop this anti-Israel rhetoric that's being spread throughout the world, if it can be stopped at all? But we're going to talk, as we usually, we're going to blow up, destroy, completely decimate a left-wing rhetoric about Israel. I'm going to show you my whole line is we are actually reclaiming the narrative, we're fighting for truth, and we're defending Israel. That's what I do. So we're going to be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Spread this on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. We'll see you then right here on Bulletproof.
I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind.
Every Thursday.
Listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof, everyone. This is Ari Fuld on Israel News Talk Radio. I want to remind you this is a live show, and therefore the phone lines are now open for anyone to call in. For those who disagree with me, I give you a priority. The number here in North America is 301-768-4841. The number in Israel, 02-650-0151. Again, if you're living in North America, the number is 301-768-4841. If you're living in Israel, the number is 02-650-0151. And, of course, the chat room is now open. So, of course, I will answer any questions and give shout-outs to those who are in the chat room. Hit the orange button at the top. And if you're too nervous to come on live broadcast, you can leave your questions or comments in the chat room. And I will read them out loud here on the broadcast. So the first thing I want to talk about today is the unbelievable, the amazing, the very positive national bill that was passed in the Israeli Knesset, Israeli Parliament, just this past week. Now, as soon as it was passed, several things happened. Number one the Arab members of Knesset, the Israeli citizens, the Arab-Israeli citizens of Israel, the Israeli Arabs sitting in the parliament, stood up and ripped up the bill, threw the papers all over the place, and things were said to the effect of, we were here before you, we will win, and we will be here after you. Now, in any normal, sane country, that would be a call for total tyranny. In other words, the Arabs get up in the Knesset and say, we, who's we? You're Israeli. No, they're not. They say the Arabs, and they're part of the Palestinian narrative. We were here before you. We will win. We will win. What does that mean? You will succeed in doing what you didn't succeed in doing in 1948, 56, 67, 73, 82, 93, and so on and so forth. You failed to destroy the Jewish state and murder all the Jewish people. So now you say you will win. You will succeed in doing that. And you will be here after us. Now, along with the fact that I'm really not nervous about these people screaming their threats anymore, because Israel has won all the wars that they've started throughout history. And if I was a Muslim, for example, I would get the hint that maybe, just maybe, Allah might be a Zionist. I mean, Israel's won the wars against all odds. So maybe they should come to the conclusion that their identity and their idea, religious idea, of Islam, of Allah, is not really on track with what they really believe. Because, again, he seems to be allowing us to win these wars against all odds. But they were up in arms against this law. And they said it's an apartheid law and it's a racist law. And, of course, the dingbat left-wingers in Israel, the Israelis who say that they're Zionists and proud Jews and so on and so forth, went along with the Arab narrative and said, yes, it's an apartheid, it's a terrible law. But then there were the centrist leftists in Israel who couldn't say the law was racist or apartheid. They were against the law, but they couldn't really say that out loud because they want to fake like they're actually proud Jewish Zionists. So they said, oh, we're not against the law. We're just against certain clauses in the law. And when you ask which clauses, they'll tell you, for example, the Reform organization here in Israel, again, this is not against Reform people, it's just the organization itself, put out a post on this, that they're against the fact that this national law has basically made the Arab language disappear. Israel's not going to respect the Arab language at all, of course. It is completely false. It's a libel. And what I will do is not only will I read out the law, I will read out the clauses that prove that their entire claim of the left-wingers, the Arabs, and everyone else who's calling this law everything from apartheid to racist to fascist and everything else is just simply they're blowing smoke in your face. There's absolutely nothing true about what they're saying. And, of course, we had the Labor Party in Israel, which is the left, who after years of giving in to terrorists understood that the nation was sick and tired of them giving in to terrorists, and the nation didn't believe they were Zionist anymore. So the Labor left-wing party decided to do a little marketing scam, and they changed their name from the Labor Party to the Zionist Camp, as if that's going to help, as if like a name on their left-wing organization, a party that gave weapons to Yasser Arafat with his fantasy, with his nightmare they call peace, and gave weapons and control in the land of Israel over to the Arabs based on a false narrative that they call Palestine. So they now call themselves the Zionist Camp and make believe like they're somehow connected to any Zionist ideology whatsoever. And I'm going to explain this. They're not evil people, but they're certainly mixed up if I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And of course, now in Israel, there is another group of people called the Druze, D-R-U-Z-E. Now the Druze, I don't want to call them Arabs. I certainly am not going to call them Muslims. They're not Muslims. But they're a group of people who have a very, very unique religion. And the religion believes that they have to be loyal to the country that is governing them. So they are extremely not loyal to Israel. They're very, very proud Zionists. They serve in the IDF. They actually are commanders in the IDF. They love the state, sometimes more than some Jews I know. And they're very loyal. Now, there is a Druze political leader, that happens to be in the Zionist camp, right, in the Labor left-wing party, right? And so he was not really getting along with his party through over the years, and he was kind of being squeezed out anyway, so he used this national law to say, oh, you're insulting us Druze. Of course, he doesn't actually represent the Druze communities, who I'm very close with, by the way, and I'll prove it to you in a second. And you're insulting them by making this national law, and all kinds of noise. And of course, Tzipi Livni, the head of the opposition, the left-wing party, went to their village on Friday to be with them. Oh, we're so sorry about this law. All right. And everybody's up in arms. And of course, the anti-Israel crew including the little terrorist Ad Tamimi, who was released by Israeli jail, we'll get there as well in this talk, says, oh, it's an apartheid law. All right. So many times what the left love to do is scream all kinds of, words, at buzzwords out, apartheid, racist, this, anti-that. And the people, because they get so emotionally charged, they actually forget to look at the facts. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read out the clauses of the national bill. And again, anyone out there who believes that I'm not telling the truth or lying, you're welcome to look it up yourself. If you are listening to the radio show and you want to, kick in your own two cents and say, I'm absolutely faking it, and this is Israeli Zionist propaganda, feel free to call in. The phone lines are open. If you're North America, 301-768-4841. That's 301-768-4841. If you're in Israel, 02-650-0151. Okay, let's get to the bill itself. Okay, the bill starts off, the first clause, the land of Israel is the birthplace, historical birthplace of the Jewish nation. And in that place, the state of Israel was created. The state of Israel is the national homeland of the Jewish people, where the Jewish people are able to demonstrate their natural right to the land of Israel, both culturally, religiously, and historically. The right to realize self-definition in the state of Israel belongs exclusively to the Jewish nation. That's right. The Arabs cannot claim they have any national right to the land of Israel. Why? Because they don't. If you are an Arab, you have a national claim maybe to Arabia, and you could live here, but you don't have a national claim on the land of Israel. That doesn't mean that you can't get rights. It just means you cannot say this is my land nationally, historically, religiously, or any other reason. All right, let's go check it out. Let's move on. It says the following. The symbols of the country. The name of the country is Israel. That comes from the land of Israel, the nation of Israel. Yep, that's right. The flag is white with two blue stripes on the side and a Star of David in the middle. The two stripes are from the Mediterranean to the Jordan, one country in the middle. And of course, we have the seven-branched menorah, which is the lamp that was in the temple in Jerusalem, which is a symbol of the state of Israel. The national anthem is the Hatikva, which is called the Hope. And everything, all these things, respect to the symbols, have to be brought down in law. Then it says the capital of Israel is the undivided city of Jerusalem. Okay, again, undivided city of Jerusalem. The language, Hebrew, is the official language of the state of Israel. Now, when it comes to language, this is what the left-wingers went crazy about. Oh, you're stripping the Arabs of their rights? Okay, so the first clause was that Hebrew is the official language of Israel, which is the Jewish state. And the second clause there says the following. The Arabic language will receive special place in the state. And will be set up according to law to continue to being in the country's offices, on the money, and everywhere else. In other words, and it says here, number three, that the Arabic language will not be hurt in any way, that it was set before this law was in action. In other words, the Arabic language will not change in the state of Israel. It's in this law it says so. Nothing will change with the Arabic language. All this is saying is that Hebrew is the official language of the Jewish state. And again, by the way, if anyone out there has any kind of comments on the law till now, please do feel free to call in. I don't know if people are scared to argue or maybe they just don't know. I don't know. But the phone lines are open, 301-768-4841. It's 301-768-4841. If you're in Israel, 02-650-0151. Let's move on a little bit. Kibbutz Galiot, the gathering of the nation. And it says here the following, the country of Israel will work to bring the Jewish nation back to the land of Israel. Okay, now before I get to the next clause, which we're going to get to in the next segment, which is the clause that made the left wing lose their mind and the Arabs lose their mind and the world starts spreading rumors. I'm going to talk about it when we get back. We're going to talk about whether there's any truth to the claims that this is a racist or apartheid-like law or it does affect the freedoms and rights of non-Jews in the state of Israel. Till now, you have not heard anything that talks about stripping any rights from anyone. We are talking about the definition of the state of Israel as a Jewish state. This has no effect on the democratic rule of Israel, but just a definition. And we're going to discuss, after I prove to you that action based to the opposition from the left, why exactly the left and the Arabs and everyone who's standing up against this law, what is the real reason behind their opposition to this law, that all this law does is put what is already known in the state of Israel into a law, into a basic law. We're going to be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof, everyone. This is Ari Fuld here on Israel News Talk Radio. The phone lines are open. If you're in North America, 301-768-4841. That's 301-768-4841. If you're in Israel, the number is 02-650-0151. That's 02-650-0151. The two questions we're going to be talking about. Number one, is defining Israel as the Jewish state, is that a racist thing or not? Does Israel have a right to do so? Call and let me know what you think. Number two, for all those haters out there, if you're listening to me, welcome to the show. Love the fact that you're here. I have one question for you. Since all you're talking about occupation constantly on my Facebook page, here's my question. Here's my deal. Here's my deal that I'm going to make with you to give up. If you can give me the year when Israel ever occupied a single centimeter from an Arab land called Palestine, from an Arab people called Palestinian, I will raise a Palestinian flag on my roof, which happens to be in Judea. In fact, if you can give me the year when an Arab place called Palestine ever existed pre-Israel, I will raise two Palestinian flags on my home in Judea. The phone lines are now open. I dare you. Your challenge is up. All right, let's get back to the national law and talk about what the left actually went crazy about. So the next clause we have here is the Jewish connection to the land of Israel. And it says here that Israel will protect the Jewish people around the world because there is a connection between us. We will also work towards keeping the connection of the land of Israel, the state of Israel, between Jews or across the world. The connection, the cultural, historical, and religious connection of the Jewish nation, even and Jews overseas. Here comes the clause that made everyone flip. Are you ready? Everyone hold on to your seat. This is such an apartheid racist clause. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. The clause is called Jewish settling of the land of Israel. Dun, dun, dun. Can you imagine? And here is the clause. It says, the state of Israel sees in the development of Jewish settling of the land of Israel as a national goal, and it will do and it will work and put its effort in order to leoded, how do you say leoded, in order to help the Jewish nation settle all the land of Israel. Now, that's terrible, right? Can you imagine? The state of Israel is going to work to make sure that Jews can settle the land of Israel? Oh my God, horrible. So what do the leftists and the Arabs say? Oh, that means that they're not gonna allow Arabs to live here. No, that's not what the law said. That's absolutely not what the law said. The law said that in the state of Israel, which is the Jewish homeland, the state will encourage the settling of the land by Jews. That does not mean that Arabs cannot live here. That does not mean we're kicking any Arabs out. That is a total and complete libel by anyone who says that. Now, what's the issue here? What is this clause all about? Well, let me explain to you what it's about. In the year 2000, a court case went to the Supreme Court in Israel. And an Arab family, I believe their name was Kadin, an Arab family wanted to buy land in a Jewish community called Katzir. Now, it wasn't a city. It's a Jewish communal kind of community, town. right? A very closed and small town and Jewish community. That's what it was. And there is actually an acceptance committee to that town. Like there is in several places in Israel, both for Jewish towns as well as for Arab towns. There's an acceptance committee. And the acceptance committee said, with all due respect, you are not really, you know, fitting into the town at all. You're not your culture, not your religion, not anything, not your language, nothing. And so they went to the Supreme Court. Now, what happened in the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court of Israel basically said that they see no importance to the Jewish settlement of the land of Israel. That's right. The Supreme Court of Israel basically said they see no importance of Jews settling the land of Israel. I know you don't believe me, but that is what they said. But furthermore, it went even worse. It said this Jewish communal town is not to say no to the Arabs who want to move in based on the fact that they're not Jewish. Okay, let's say I could accept that. Let's say that's okay. But later on, two clauses down in the same Supreme Court decision, they wrote a clause which, if it wasn't serious, I would have thought it came out of Saturday Night Live. And the clause says the following. There is one kind of separation which is actually strengthening equality, right? Get this again. There is one kind of separation which is actually strengthening equality. Again, the Jews are not allowed to say no to the Arabs who are coming into a small Jewish community, not a city. Remember, we're not talking about cities. Arabs can live anywhere they want in Israel. We're talking about a small Jewish communal community, which is an acceptance. I probably would not be accepted there also because my culture is not their culture in terms of religious status. So at the same time, the Supreme Court said, Jews, you can't do that. You can't keep that guy out because of that reason. It, three clauses later in the same law, it says the following. There is a separation which is also part of equality. And that is allowing Bedouins, who are Arabs, to have their own villages. And they are allowed to say no to anyone else moving in. Why are they allowed to say no? In order to keep their way of life, their culture, their religious way of life, and to avoid the melting pot of other cultures. So the Bedouin Arabs are allowed to have their own villages, and according to the Supreme Court of Israel, they are allowed to say no Jews allowed because they want to keep their own culture. By the way, I'm okay with that. But that came about in the same law where the same Supreme Court said the Jews don't have the same right. The Jews are not allowed to keep their small community and have to accept Arabs and whatever it is in, even though they will disrupt their way of life and their religion and everything else. So one law for the Arabs and one law for the Jews. I believe there's a word for that. I believe if it happened anywhere else in the world, it would be called anti-Semitism. But we know that the Supreme Court in Israel has been politically active to strip the Jewish state of any Jewish character whatsoever. And it's gotten so ludicrous and crazy that on the same voice, in the same breath, they justify separate Bedouin villages with the legal stamp of approval by the Supreme Court. In the same breath, they say, Jews, you can't have the same rights. Now, what this law says is, excuse me, Supreme Court of Israel, Zionism was created in order that the Jewish people can come back to the land of Israel, settle the land of Israel. So with all due respect to your new age post-Zionist ideology, the legislative branch has now put back in this value of Jews in the land of Israel. Now, any city in Israel, you cannot say you're not selling your land, your house, or anything else to somebody due to their religion or anything else. It is completely illegal. According to the laws in Israel, that's discrimination. So this is not about not allowing Arabs or Jews to live anywhere in the state of Israel. No, we're talking about small communal villages where both Bedouins have a right to keep to their culture and Jews and their community have a right to keep to their culture. This has nothing to do with the central cities in Israel. But this law wasn't even talking about that. All the law said here is that we see the value in an encouragement of having Jews settle the land of Israel. And this made the Arabs and the left absolutely nuts. Now, I want to go on in this law and then talk about it. Then we talk about the calendar. And it says the official calendar of the Jewish state of Israel is the Hebrew lunar calendar. That doesn't mean that you can't use the regular dates of January, February, March. Okay? It doesn't say that you now no longer can use those dates. It's just saying the official calendar is the Jewish calendar. That doesn't take any rights away from the other calendar. And of course, it talks about Yom HaTzmaut, Independence Day and Memorial Day, their official days in the state of Israel. And then it says the day of rest is the Sabbath, according to the Jewish state, is Shabbat and the Jewish holidays. And then the law says, if you are not Jewish, you can take off on what you consider to be your Shabbat or your holidays. In fact, this law right here gave rights to anyone who's not Jewish. All it's defining now is a definition of the Jewish state. Now, what exactly happened with the Arabs and with the left-wingers here? Do they really, what exactly, what I just read you, did it sound to you that they were opposing? Right? So they made up all kinds of lies, literal lies, that the law says you can strip rights from Arabs. No such thing. There are laws in Israel that says you are not allowed to discriminate based on religion, race, or anything else. This law did not allow discrimination of anything. All this law did was define the country as a Jewish country. So they lied about that. They lied about the fact that, we want only Jewish towns. No, there are also only Bedouin towns. It doesn't say only Jewish towns. It says that the state of Israel, as a Zionist Jewish state, sees the encouragement of Jewish settling of the land of Israel as a national goal. That has always been the national goal. From the onset was bringing the Jews back to the land of Israel. Ben Gurion, who is a left-winger, said, I want to bring more Jews to settle the Negev, the south of Israel. I want to bring more Jews to settle the Galilee, the north of Israel. Nothing changed here. So why is it that the Arabs, I understand why they did this, but why did the left, Israeli left, the Jews, why the Israeli Jewish left in Israel making up libels and lies about this law in order to discredit it? Why exactly is that going on? Well, we're going to discuss that when we get back. What really stands behind their opposition to this very positive law that basically puts in stone what was already accepted? I want to know which clause of this law exactly anybody who's a Zionist opposes. I really do want to understand. If you're one of those left-wingers who oppose this law from any of the clauses that I read, please do call in and let me know, because I truly do not understand how anybody can be a true Zionist, even a true Jew, and oppose this law in any way or form. And don't tell me what you think it means. Give me, according to the clauses that we read, what exactly the problem is. I have yet to hear a concrete answer from anyone, by the way. Both the Jews and the Arabs, nobody's giving me a concrete answer why they oppose this law. But I'm going to tell you, when we get back after this break, what is really behind the opposition of the left-winger and the Arabs, which are two separate oppositions, by the way. I'm going to explain to you what is really behind the left-wing opposition to this very sensible Zionist and Jewish law in the state of Israel. So I'm telling you right now, share this out right now on Facebook, because the next segment is going to be full of explanations and really give to you clearly what's going on here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Ari Fold on Bulletproof.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you. Check out the chat room. Let me know what you think. I want to give a little shout out to Larry in the chat room right there. Thank you so much for giving your responses about everything we're talking about here. And guest number 30, wish I knew who you were, but thank you for translating Oded to encourage. I've been in Israel too long, and sometimes my English gets lost. So I want to talk about what really is behind the opposition of the left wing and of the Arabs. So when it comes to the Arabs, it's clear to what they're opposing. They don't accept the Jewish claims to the land of Israel at all whatsoever. They don't accept the first clause and not the last clause. As the Arab in the Knesset, the Israeli Arab who got up and ripped up this law and said, we are here before you, we'll win, we'll be here after you. The entire law is offensive to him. I would even say the truth is offensive to him. Okay, those who hate Israel hate truth. They despise truth because truth strips them of their entire ideology. Because if this Arab had to admit truth, He'd have to admit, number one, the Jews were ruling and living in the land of Israel before Islam ever existed, and that is a historical fact. They'd have to admit there was no ever any Arab place called Palestine. Israel never occupied an Arab place called Palestine. Again, I challenge anyone out there to give me the year when such a thing happened. Okay? And no, the Jews were here before you. We've won all the wars, and guess what? You keep fighting, we're going to be here after you as well. But their opposition to this law is clear. They hate everything in this law. They hate the Jewish nation coming back to the land of Israel. They certainly hate the national anthem, which talks about a dream of the Jewish people of 2,000 years. They hate the flag, which symbolizes one state in between the Mediterranean and the Jordan. They hate everything. They hate the law of return. They can't stand anything. Jerusalem? I want to tell you something. The little terrorist Ayat Tamimi, who slapped the soldier, was it 8 months ago, 9 months ago, was just released from jail. And what is this little... Well, we're not going to curse her on Israel News Talk Radio. What does this little terrorist do? She gets up and she says that Jerusalem will always be the Palestinian capital. All right, newsflash. Here comes that horrific thing called truth. Jerusalem was never in the history of the world an Arab capital. Never, never existed and never will exist, by the way. But I challenge anyone out there who thinks that it ever did, just give me the year when Jerusalem was ever an Arab capital. Forget about Palestine. Ever an Arab capital of anything. Give me the place in the Quran where Jerusalem is even mentioned. It's not even mentioned in the Quran. So she, this little terrorist can get up there on the microphone and smile with her blonde hair and blue eye, beautiful kind of, oh, the Israelis are such horrible people. They actually want to talk about truth. But it ain't going to work. So the Arabs hate everything about this law. But what about the leftists? What are the leftists, the Israelis, the Jews? Why do they hate this law so much? So it's obvious not about inequality, because this law says nothing about stripping any rights from any non-Jews in the state of Israel. It is a total fabrication. It is a lie and a libel against the state of Israel to claim that. I read you through the entire law here. There is nothing here stripping any rights of anyone else who is non-Jewish in Israel. Well, why do they hate this? Well, anybody who dreams or advocates about a two-state solution, about building another Arab country, number 23 in the Middle East, and doing so by splitting up again part of the land of Israel and giving it over to them, they do that based on a fabricated historical narrative called Palestine. So if you sign on a law that says that the land of Israel is the indigenous birthplace historically of the Jewish nation, then you cannot say that the Arabs have another national, religious, or historical right on that. And if you can't say that, then you're either absolutely insane to give up part of your indigenous homeland to your enemies, or you have no other way to justify it. So the left-wingers can't stand this law either from the onset. But what, see, the party that calls itself the Zionist camp, I mean, what a joke. They can't say that they don't believe that the land of Israel is the historical home of the Jewish people. So they don't oppose that clause. They make up something else for another clause where the law actually doesn't say. They cannot talk about that the state of Israel belongs to the nation of Israel, and that the realization and self-definition, that the only people have the right of self-definition in the state of Israel are the Jewish people. This cannot go together with the left-wingers. Why? Because they believe in another self-definition. They believe Arabs who fabricate history and talk about this new age Palestinian national identity, which never existed in the history of the world, the leftists want to give them power. So if they say...
Israel News Talk Radio is heard around the world.
G'day, I'm Nathan Mon from Melbourne, Australia, from the land down under. I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio, broadcasting live across the world on the internet from the state of Israel.
Hello, my name is Noemi Schlosser.
If they go ahead and say that the Palestinians have a right to some kind of national identity here, then they'll be considered non-Zionists. So they don't want to do that. But they can't say they oppose that clause, because that would really make them not Zionists. So they don't say they oppose that clause. Oh, we oppose another clause. And how do they oppose another clause? They make up something about another clause, which simply does not exist. And this is how the left work. Now, again, I told you, the claims that the left were making are absolutely false. There's nothing in the law that they're talking about, right? So let's go to the next clause for 1 second. If we're talking about the next clause here, So we have, if we're talking the next clause here, we have the clause, again, the law of return. For example, the law of return says that Jews, no matter where they are in the country, they have a right to return to the land of Israel. Now, ask a left winger about that. How do they justify such a thing? How do you justify such a thing? That law is 100% racist, according to them. Giving rights only to Jews. What if a guy from an Arab, from Umm al-Fakhim, some Israeli Arab, has a great uncle who lives in Arizona, right? And he wants to say, hey, Israel's a great country, come move. The Arab from Arizona will say, okay, I want to come move to Israel. The answer is no, right? Now, let's say a Jew in Tel Aviv, right, has an uncle, great uncle, in anywhere in the world. And he says, hey, great uncle, why don't you come to the land of Israel? And he says, okay, I will come. He has a right to move. Why? Because he's Jewish. So now the question is, how do the left-wingers handle that? Well, they say, well, that's just the entrance to Israel. We have a right to define who's allowed to come into Israel. Based on religion? Really? And they said, yes, but once they're here, they have equal rights. That's right. Citizens in Israel do have equal rights. Arabs, Christians, Muslims, Bedouins, Druze, Buddhists, whatever you are, if you are an Israeli citizen, you have equal rights in the state of Israel. That has nothing to do with our right to define what this country is. You see, when the left-wingers talk about a solution of kicking Jews out of their homes, get this straight, the same people who are talking about fighting against this law, this national bill, because it discriminates based on religious basis, really? The entire left-wing camp, their entire ideology and their dream for peace is emptying out Judea and Samaria from Jews and handing it over to Arabs. That's okay in their book. But if you say kick out Arabs, which I don't believe in kicking out all the Arabs, by the way, but if you say kick out Arabs, they'll call you a racist. They say kick out Jews and they think they are some kind of fighters for peace. That's how it works. Okay, if we're talking about, for example, Peace Now, a radical left wing, with all due respect, my humble opinion, not the station, my opinion, an anti-Semitic organization. Why do I say that? Well, for the last 30, 50 years, Peace Now has been reporting all kinds of Jewish illegal buildings. Now, it's most of the time it's been thrown out of court, basically saying it's not illegal, it's fine. But sometimes it has been accepted and Jews' houses have been destroyed. There are 400,000 illegal Arab buildings throughout Israel. Can you guess how many times Peace Now has gone to court to report Arab illegal buildings? Yeah, don't think too long. Zero. One big fat circled zero. Why? They only target Jews. So this is not about keeping the law. It is about destroying Jewish homes. And these are the same people who are going against this national bill. They're against the national bill not because of any human rights. That's their facade. They're against this bill because they're against Jewish rights. And I, with all due respect, I'm not saying they're not nice people. And some of them might be in the idea of fighting for Israel. But their attitude and the way that they're opposing this law, which basically defines a Jewish right to the land of Israel, the way they fight to kick Jews out of their homes, the way they're completely targeting Jews and no one else, they are simply, they've got a problem with Jews. They've got a problem with Israel being this Jewish state. They don't know how to answer it. So they say, oh, what about democracy? Democracy should have been put into this bill. No, Israel's not defined by democracy. Israel's defined as a Jewish state. The rule of law is democratic. But if I had a choice to have a democratic country or a Jewish one, the answer is a Jewish one. And therefore, we make laws that no matter, even if the Arab majority exists or the left-wing majority exists, anybody who tries to change the definition of this country from a Jewish one to anything else can actually be elected to the Knesset. And the law of return, which allows Jews to come home, is an undemocratic law. So when it comes between Judaism and democracy, Judaism wins. That doesn't strip anyone's right inside the state of Israel, whether you're Arab, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or anything else. You have freedom of rights across, and it's hilarious to hear the Arabs and the Muslims who don't give freedom to anyone in the Middle East, hear them complain about the lack of freedom. Why don't you chew on this for a while? Israel has the only female Arab Bedouin doctor in the world. That's right. There's only one female Bedouin Arab doctor in the world, and she got her license in the Jewish state. So please, spare me the rhetoric. Spare me the anti-Israel propaganda. We are very proud of the freedom and equality we give to people. And no, you will not convince us to destroy ourselves and to commit suicide and say, oh, we're no longer, we are the Jewish country. The only people who have a right to this land are the Jewish people based on a national, historic, religious, and any other reason you want to possibly fathom. This is the Jewish country. The Jewish people came home. You kicked us out of land to land. We came home. God bless everyone. This is Ari Fuld on Bulletproof, broadcasting from the beautiful rolling hills of Judea. We'll be back next week. Take care, everyone.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.